This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. As many as 10,000 people showed up in Dublin over the weekend to resist government moves to decriminalize abortion. After this year's election made abortion a losing issue for most candidates, the protests over the weekend were a powerful demonstration in a nation of 5 million and a further rebuke of abortion advocates determined to break Ireland's protection of human life in Amendment 8. The U.S. Supreme Court may rule Thursday on Texas state abortion laws. Pro-life advocates are optimistic as Justices Anthony Kennedy and Stephen Breyer each seem reluctant to interfere with states' efforts to provide for women's safety. This ruling could be the first high court clarification on abortion in nearly a decade. This is Life News Radio.
Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org.
Pro-life advocates are praising United Methodists who have removed their denomination from alliance with radical abortion advocates, as the long history of that affiliation became clear and as more conservative Methodist churches from Africa sent representatives to the international meeting last month in Portland. Members rejected that affiliation and dealt abortion advocates stunning defeats by as much as nearly 3-1 margins. One pro-life pastor says when it comes to matters of doctrine and discipline, however, there is yet more work to be done. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.